ask and you shall receive. I'm sure you have heard this ancient but wise phrase before. But why is the ask so difficult to execute? Most of the time, it's the fear of the no or rejection that prevents us from asking for what we want. At the end of every pitch, there must be an ask. And the stronger and more direct the ask, the less time you'll spend trying to sell someone on your idea. The ask should do just what it says it does. It should ask a question at the end of your pitch. Your ask should be direct, specific, bold, and end with a question mark. The receiver then has to respond. If your ask ends with a period, then the person you are pitching doesn't necessarily have to respond. For example, if you end your pitch with, "Let me know what you think," there's no urgency there, versus ending your pitch with, "Would you like to schedule an appointment on Monday?" If the response is, "No, Monday doesn't work," then that just opens the door to scheduling on another day. Don't be afraid to make the ask very direct. The worst response will be no, which will just put you in the same position that you are already in. Those who ask do receive more than those who never ask. The pitch challenge today: before you make your pitch, review your ask. Is it direct? Is it specific? Is it bold? Does it end in a question mark? And if you do receive a no, embrace it, because a no is always better than a no answer and gives you the freedom to move on to your next pitch.